The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
The rapid spread of COVID-19 across the world has led to a steep drop in economic activity, as we all well know, as most people around the world have been compelled to stay home, keep their distance, etc.
Okay, but the global effort to contain the virus through a succession of lockdowns across countries has affected most sectors, and that includes banking and, of course, wealth management here in Asia, which is such a large industry.
Massive investor wealth in Asian equity markets declined by some 10 to 15%. That's about $2.5 to $3.5 trillion between February the 1st and April the 15th. St. James Place recently launched a report says that the value of financial advice in Singapore and Hong Kong.
And one of the key survey findings was the strong preference for face-to-face financial advice in spite of the rapid rise of robo-advisory platforms.
Well, and while regulators are gradually easing the rules that typically require in-person meetings, this poses an increasing concern of a shrinking pipeline for Asia's wealth management industry as COVID-19 continues to keep bankers largely grounded.
So the question is, how can the industry adapt and continue engaging with clients in a post-pandemic environment? We have with us on the line Elson Goh. He's head of investment at St. James's Place, Singapore. Good morning, Elson. How's it going?
Good morning.
Thanks, Elson. When we look at the Asian wealth management industry, how about a bit of an overview from you? Which country is doing well? What's going on with the industry?
I think overall, what we have been seeing is a key acceleration in the use of technology and digitalization. So a lot of the banks and wealth management firms have stepped up well in Asia currently, especially Singapore, given the challenges and increasing cost up with using digital tools and using them as substitutes for in-person meetings. So as an international wealth manager, I think it's important to think about how we can engage with clients better, including further digitalization when it comes to onboarding new clients. So I think that has been some of the key trends, and I think Singapore has done really well in terms of managing that within Asia.
Is it possible, though, Elson, to establish that kind of relationship that is so vital when you're dealing with people that are going to entrust their money to a wealth management manager? I mean, doing the virtual relationship, does it work as well as in person?
Well, of course, it will be much better if there could be more physical face-to-face interactions. But what we have been seeing now is that I think post-COVID, it is unlikely that physical face-to-face meetings will be going back to the same level as we have seen pre-COVID. So I think the key thing here is to embrace technology. And using that, I think the financial firms right now, I think it's important for them to upskill the bankers, upskill the wealth managers, upskill financial advisors in terms of using technology. And similarly, for the wealth management firms, it's important for them to think about how can they make their processes a lot more efficient to help to make business more effective as well.
Elson, let's get on the opposite side of this. You know, as someone who might have money that they want, you know, managed or invested, people who are listening right now, they might have enjoyed prior to COVID-19 the cocktail parties, the usual networking events, that opportunity to build a rapport, an opportunity to trust in their investment manager. I'm sure it's very challenging to give these reassurances to people when you're in a digital framework. Does that worry you at all?
Well, there could be some concerns there, but I think we have been really doing pretty well in terms of embracing technology. I think what we have been doing in terms of using technology, I think we have been doing well using technology, digital tools to enhance the experience that we have with clients so far. So financial advisors are also taking that as an opportunity to use technology more. I think it's also a lot more effective or easier to set meetings or to set financial reviews with their clients using technology. So I think that shouldn't be something that's too worrying. I think it's a new norm that we may need to adapt to in that sense. I think in terms of webinars, workshops, video conferencing, I think that has gone pretty well as well.
You know, I wondered about that because with a webinar, right, you can reach many more people in a day than you would have been able to do prior, right?
Correct. I think that's totally true. And I think it's a lot more cost effective. And I think, like what you have mentioned, it provides a wider reach to our client base.
We're talking with Elson Goh, head of investment at St. James Place, Singapore, about Asia's wealth management industry. When you look across the region, Elson, are there differences in what's happening in wealth management in Asia versus North America, Europe? Are there different trends that you're seeing or different challenges that you're seeing?
What I've been seeing is that definitely there has been an uptick in terms of people seeking financial advice currently within Asia. So I think what COVID-19 has provided us with is that most clients or investors will be probably a bit more concerned about their financial protection, as well as being more concerned about reaching their long-term financial goals and objectives. So that is something that has been changing within Asia. And of course, the pandemic has also given rise to market uncertainty, and that has an impact on asset classes globally. So things like geopolitical tensions, coming U.S. presidential elections, Brexit, etc., will create market volatility. And so clients are also a lot more concerned about their investments within Asia. So it's right now even more important for clients and investors to work with wealth manager that understands their financial goals and long-term needs so that they can receive the right advice throughout their investment journey. So I think that has been some of the key differences or key trends that we have seen within Asia and Singapore so far.
Elson, amongst your Asian clients, what are some of the key questions you think they should actually be asking when it comes to their wealth management portfolio?
Well, I think it's about how diversified their portfolio is currently. How well is it going to withstand key challenges or crisis or market volatility? I think that is something that's important to think about when investors were to look into their portfolios. I think striking a right balance in terms of diversification, in terms of risk and reward, I think that would be key. So a lot of investors should really look into their portfolios to think about, do they have that diversification to ride out market volatility or crisis or similar crisis that we're going to see in the future?
It's a challenging environment, though, isn't it? Because you've got the rise of these robo-advisory services, you've got digital brokerages, and there's this balance to be struck, isn't there, between the premium of having someone that you can actually talk to as opposed to a possibly lower-cost option?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think investing your hard-earned savings and trusting a platform or person to manage wealth can be a very emotional decision, and even more so in such a volatile market. So therefore, I think financial advisors will play a crucial role in protecting clients from themselves. So in other words, to prevent the clients from making the wrong decisions due to emotions. And right now, a lot of investors today not only want specialists and tailored expertise, but also honesty, respect, and reassurance to see them through their investment journey. So this is one of those key factors in terms of why trusted relationships with human advisors are still so important in making major investment decisions.
We're talking with Elson Goh, the head of investment at St. James Place in Singapore, about wealth management around the region, indeed around the world. I love that idea of protecting clients from themselves. I think I need a little bit of that in my own life, but let's leave that for another day. Elson, when you look at the portfolios that people are now managing, their own portfolios, amid COVID-19 the past 7-8 months, are you seeing a change in the mix of their portfolios? Are they looking to different investments these days versus maybe 6-8 months ago?
Well, I think that depends on each client in terms of their individual preferences and needs and how they meet their objectives. So I think that the key trend that we are definitely seeing is probably a pick up in terms of compositions, in terms of making their portfolio a lot more robust, a bit more ability to withstand market drawdowns and volatility. So I think that has been some of the key concerns. The key change is to make it a lot more diversified, having a much more international exposure rather than just focusing on specific countries and things like that. So there's something a lot of investors are looking at.
You know, Asia has inched towards being the world's fastest growing wealth market pre-COVID. And, you know, most of the bankers now, they're grounded, they're at home, they're working from home. Should we be concerned about the wealth management pipeline in this region?
In terms of that, definitely there could be some concerns in terms of the growth within Asia, in terms of the wealth management space. But I think as long as the wealth management firms are doing things right in terms of being honest with their clients, providing the right advice, getting a lot more frequent communication with their clients and investors, I think we should still be doing well in terms of the growth within Asia for the wealth management industry. So I think it's about getting things right and providing the right and quality advice to their investors and clients.
We're speaking to Elson Goh. He's head of investment at St. James's Place, Singapore. So something that's becoming increasingly close to my heart, I've got three children and I think a lot about the future, Elson. Are you getting more attention drawn amongst your clients, or are clients asking you more about sustainability? Are they asking you about how can I create a portfolio that is veering towards the SDGs and meeting those goals?
Well, definitely. I think there has been always a conversation throughout with clients in terms of looking at sustainability, looking at how well their portfolio can help them in terms of reaching their financial objectives with a lot more sustainable factors there.
Are there options? Are there enough options? Because there's been this narrative that there just aren't enough options here in Asia. And I wonder, post-pandemic, as people talk about building a more sustainable future and building back better, whether those options have improved.
Yeah, I think those options will definitely improve. I think that is something that we have been seeing as a key trend in terms of investors looking into more sustainable investing. I think that is definitely the options that we have provided within the St. James's Place itself. And I think a lot of wealth managers are also looking into that to provide some kind of solutions for clients and investors. And for us, we place a lot of emphasis in terms of sustainability in investing. So that is a lot that we focus on, actually.
Elson, let's get you to get your crystal ball out here for a minute for our last question, which is, as we look forward, what can we expect from the industry? You talked about the digitization, et cetera. We all know that. But, you know, will the wealth management industry be the same going forward? What is going to be new and exciting coming up even beyond this current period that we're in now?
I think that's a good question. I think it's about striking the right balance between using physical face-to-face meetings as well as using online digital tools to replace some of those physical face-to-face meetings. So I think striking the right balance will be key on a post-COVID period. And for that, I think a lot of the wealth management firms, in terms of embracing technology, I think we have been doing well, and that should be a new norm that we should carry on to engage clients with. And like what I've mentioned earlier, I think it provides us with a lot of opportunities in terms of using technology to get in touch with clients. So I think the outreach is a lot wider if we can use technology. So I think that is a new norm. And if wealth management firms or banks or financial advisory firms, if they can embrace those kind of technologies, I think that will serve them well.
Elson Goh of St. James Place, Singapore, thanks so much for being with us on The Breakfast Huddle.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.